Good morning, everyone, and thank you for being with us for this media call. It's the topic this morning, comprehensive immigration reform. And here in the studio, we have Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, and he will be joined shortly by Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano. But first, let's get that opening statement from the Secretary Vilsack.
Susan, thank you very much. And again, apologies for keeping everyone on the line waiting as long as we have. But we obviously have a situation involving Secretary Napolitano, and we wanted to give her an opportunity to take care of matters. But what I thought I would do is I'd open up with a few brief comments, and if the Secretary is still unavailable, I'd be happy to take questions, Susan. Comprehensive immigration reform is extraordinarily important for this country to get done this year, and it's particularly important for rural America and for the farming community. The reality is that we've got about 1.1 million people who are working in agriculture today. Roughly 700,000 of them are probably not documented properly, and there have been shortages throughout the United States. In Georgia, they recently did a study of the impact of immigration and the lack of a comprehensive immigration program in the country, resulting in labor shortages. $320 million of lost economic opportunity in the state of Georgia, about 1,500 jobs that would otherwise be held by folks that are not being filled simply because products are not being harvested. There just simply are not enough hands in the field. So it's important and necessary for us to have a workable system that brings those who have been working in agriculture out of the shadows to provide some stability in that workforce, and then to complement that with a workable guest worker system that allows us to keep track of the number of people in the country to ensure that we have an adequate workforce and that we create a wage level and structure that fairly compensates those for the hard work that's done in our farms, ranches, and in our fields. This is extremely important. This bill is pro-agriculture, and there's no question that absent it, we will continue to have shortages and we will risk the possibility of some agricultural production in the United States that's taking place today migrating outside the United States. We know in California that roughly 80,000 acres of production has already moved out of the country because of labor shortages. So it's important and necessary for agriculture. Secretary Napolitano will probably visit with you about the importance of this in terms of the overall security to the country. But from an economic standpoint, if you take a look at entrepreneurship, and you take a look at those who are starting small businesses, immigrants are twice as likely to start a small business as those who have been living and been raised in the United States. The reality is that this is a pro-growth bill. The ability of our gross domestic product to grow as a result of immigration reform is well documented. And it's an opportunity for us, obviously, to reduce the deficit as we bring people out of the shadows and making them taxpaying folks. That's going to help reduce the deficit, and it also is going to strengthen our Social Security system. All of these are benefits that will accrue to the country once we get comprehensive immigration reform. I'm going to turn it over to my good friend, Secretary Napolitano, who is the Homeland Security Secretary. There's probably no person in the country that's been more involved in this issue than Janet. No one more who has been focused on this issue over the last several years, securing our borders and making them far more secure than they have been in quite a while. And that's the Secretary of Homeland Security, my good friend Janet Napolitano.
Well, thank you, Tom, and welcome to everybody who's on the air with us. I also want to address immigration reform from a somewhat different perspective. I am the former U.S. Attorney General, and two-term governor of Arizona. I grew up in New Mexico, so I really have spent most of my life on the border. And I know it very well. I've walked it, I've flown it, I've ridden it on horseback. And I know the immigration issue very well as a result. A couple of things. Number one, this is a good border security bill. It's actually a great border security bill. Why is that? Because it provides us with even more technology and the like to be force multipliers of the almost 20,000 agents we have between the ports of entry. And it also increases the number of officers we can put at the actual land ports of entry. It has an entry-exit provision so that we can better ascertain who has overstayed their visa and find them and remove them from the country should they need to be removed. It provides further that there's a national verification system for employers, for employees, a special provision for agricultural employers. They would be phased in last. We're already working on how to do that with technology that's mobile and fast and can be taken out to the field and so forth, recognizing the special circumstances of rural America. And from a security perspective overall, the bill provides that those already illegally in the country, estimates range from 9 to 11 million, would come out of the shadows. They would register. We would capture their biometrics, their fingerprints, and so forth, run their background checks. So for the first time, we would know who they are, where they are, and have some way of monitoring whether they commit any crimes and so forth. And as well, then, they have the ability to seek work authorization, to go to school if they're a young person. And from the law enforcement perspective, be more willing to serve as witnesses when a crime occurs and also to report if they've been or are being exploited as underwage labor. So it tightens up on border security. It provides for better overall security where immigration is concerned. And then not just with respect to agricultural workers, but with respect to workers generally, it adds to the overall economic well-being of the United States. And as was mentioned, virtually every study on this subject demonstrates that a workable or working immigration system increases economic growth, increases jobs, and importantly, these workers will contribute to the Social Security Trust Fund and go a long way, if not completely all the way, to solving any Social Security Trust Fund issues. So from any number of perspectives, this is a major piece of legislation. It's comprehensive in nature and something the country really, really needs. So I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you all about this and how important it is to the country and to you.
Thank you, Secretary. Reporters, we would like to remind you, if you'd like to ask a question, please let us know by pressing star 1 on your touch-tone pad. And we also must alert you to the fact that Secretary Vilsack had to leave. He had a pressing appointment. So we do have Secretary Napolitano here from Homeland Security to answer any of your questions or concerns. And as we wait for you to get on the line to do that, I'm going to start off and ask you, as a former governor of Arizona, why is this immigration reform so important?
Well, because it does all the things I just stated, and because it sustains the law enforcement presence we've put at the border. I don't think many people recognize, but we have record numbers of manpower, technology, aerial surveillance, fencing at the border already. We want to sustain that. We want to build on that as a means to keep our border areas safe and secure. Some of the safest American cities, by the way, are right along our border. And so we can facilitate lawful travel and trade. And for the border states, that's very, very important.
We do have callers on the line. Let's go first to Martin Ross from Illinois Farm Week. Martin.
Hello. Thank you for answering the call. Basically, if you could maybe elucidate a little further about how this bill, how these measures might help enhance the capabilities of E-Verify and maybe address some of the awkward position that ag employers are in trying to, you know, trying to be above board, trying to verify people, but without being able to really check things out thoroughly.
Well, E-Verify is the system we currently use, and we are growing by thousands of employers a week who already are using E-Verify, as well as a number of local and state governments. Basically, what it is a means to check the legal eligibility of somebody applying for work to get a job. What the bill would provide is that over the next 5 years, we would have national implementation of E-Verify. It would be done in phases with agriculture, the agriculture industry, being basically the last phase. Not because agriculture is not important, it absolutely is, but because we want to make sure we have the technology and capability to reach out into rural America, into the fields and so forth, and make it as easy as possible for employers to obey.
Might I ask
all
if
right,
there
once
are...
again, reporters, if you'd like to ask a question, please let us know by touching your touch tone pad, pressing star 1. Let's go to Michael Board with WOAI. Michael, as we try to get him plugged in, this bill, why is it so important to rural America?
Well, first of all, it's good for the country overall. It will increase economic growth. It will increase jobs. It helps us on the security side. And as the Secretary of Homeland Security, that's a really key value for me. It opens up the agriculture visa problem. And so the worker shortages that we are seeing in the agricultural industry will be addressed. All of those things, I think, demonstrate that for rural America, this is, you know, A, it's something that must happen, and we all, I think people have known for a while, you can't just keep going on and on with an immigration system that's broken. But B, when you fix it and you do it in the right way, and the bill has some compromises in it, don't get me wrong, there's some things the we wouldn't like, there's some things some others don't like, but it is an overall comprehensive agreement that moves us on a path forward to an immigration system well-suited for rural America in the 21st century.
We are running a little short on time. We will try once again Michael Board with WOAI. Michael, are you there now? I guess we don't have
Michael. I guess we lost Michael.
I guess we did, but we are coming to the top of the hour. Let's just wrap it up. What do you want to leave people with about this bill?
I want to leave people with the confidence that this is a good security bill, not just on the border, but overall. B, it's a good economic bill. And C, importantly, it's great for rural America because it deals specifically with issues affecting agriculture, with issues affecting small business, with issues affecting employer verification, which is the key driver of illegal migration. And it deals with how to make sure that American workers are protected in the entire process.
Again, we apologize for being short on time and starting a little late, but you are welcome to call us offline and we can address any of your questions at that time. And again, thank you for joining us this morning, and that concludes our media call.